The evening before writing this, I watched the latest episode of ITV's long-running crime series, Midsummer Murders. Here we have a sleepy part of rural England, a collection of idyllic villages, where well over 200 people have been bumped off over the years. If I say that some of the villages that we encounter appear a little eccentric, that is to put it very mildly indeed. Among the most eccentric, and a few of them give the impression of being barking mad, are the local clergy. No wonder some of their churches are sparsely attended. Some of them are definitely too heavenly-minded to be of any earthly use. Then there's the old comedy series All Gas and Gaiters, featuring the Bishop of St. Ogg's, the Dean, the Archdeacon, who was slightly too fond of his glass of sherry, and the horribly heavenly-minded bishop's chaplain, Newt, superbly played by the one and only Derek Nimmo. Thank goodness for the Archers, Radio 4's long-running 15 minutes per weekday evening soap, set in the village of Ambridge in rural Borsetshire, somewhere in the West Midlands of England. The local vicars have played a large part in some of the storylines over the years, including the current incumbent, Alan Franks. Too heavenly-minded to be of any earthly use? After that, oh, isn't that what Paul told the Christians to be like at the beginning of the third chapter of his letter to the Christians in Colossae? No, Alan Franks definitely has his feet on the ground and comes across as a thoroughly likeable, caring, compassionate and patient man. Which brings me back to Paul's command to set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. It's not about Midsummer Murder's vicars, nor about Bishop's chaplain, Newt. Read what Paul says, and you'll discover it's about a different way of living. The heavenly-minded way, the way of resurrection, the way that baptism anticipates, is all about the quality of our relationships. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, peace, thankfulness. That is what resurrection life is all about. How we live in the here and now, every bit as much as looking forward to what we commonly think of as going to heaven when we die. Then cast your mind over that list of resurrection life qualities again. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, peace, thankfulness. There's something really rather attractive about them, isn't there? Now cast your mind further and identify the people you know who exemplify them. I'm sure everyone can think of at least a few. One final thought. Wouldn't it be nice to think that this is the sort of thing other people can see in you? Why not make that something you keep coming back to in your prayers? Pray it. And then do expect the Lord to get on with his resurrection work in your life in answer to your prayer.